Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Hebron, Israel. Jewish tradition says that Adam and Eve are buried in the area of Hebron. That's the headline. David Wilder comes to give us the details on that headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
In that area, in Hebrew, the term Kiryat Arba is talking about the village of the four. Now we're talking about the cave where the patriarchs are buried. That would be three families, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and their wives. And I understand the fourth in that quartet that are buried there at Machpelah Cave would be Adam and Eve. That pretty much on target?
That's 100% correct. According to very, very ancient Jewish tradition, as brought down in some of our holiest literature, it's written that Abraham actually discovered the caves of Machpelah when he went into this dark cave and he saw a light at the end of it. He went in to see where the light was coming from, and there he found candles lit at the tombs of Adam and Eve. It's written that after they were exiled from the Garden of Eden, they wanted to go back. They liked it there. It was nice, but they didn't know where it was. So it's written that they searched until they came to a particular place where they could smell the unique fragrances of the Garden of Eden. And the first man then, it's written, dug a cave within a cave until a voice from the heavens told him that that's as far as he could go. And that's where Eve was buried. That's where he was later buried. Actually, the site remained hidden until Abraham discovered this. And realizing how important the place was, how significant, how holy it was, he decided when the opportunity presented itself, he would purchase this so it would be for his family and for his people. And as such, he paid 400 silver shekels, as recorded in the Bible. And just, you know, if people want to have an idea what a cave cost in Hebron, today that's valued at about $700,000. So I always tell people that come in, if they want a cheaper cave, I can find them a cheaper cave. But that was how it all started.
David Wilder in Hebron giving us the details on the burial site of Adam and Eve. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Jewish tradition says that Adam and Eve are buried in Hebron. Actually, in Hebrew, Kiryat Arba. That is translated, the village of the four. The Bible does not mention that Adam and Eve are buried in Hebron. However, there is in the Bible information that this is the area of the location of the Garden of Eden, which is near Hebron. Ezekiel chapter 28 mentions the holy mountain of God that is in the Garden of Eden. The prophet Daniel says that Jerusalem is that holy mountain of God. That's Daniel chapter 9, verse 16. That makes then Jerusalem and the Temple Mount the center of the Garden of Eden and Hebron the location for the burial of the four. And in that center of the Garden of Eden, Jesus has chosen to dwell among his people forever. But in addition to that, he will build his temple there and rule and reign from that Garden of Eden. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...